Stop.
Hey everybody,
welcome to the
what?
What?
I was going to say that's your cue, Tim. Go ahead.
It was your cue, but
there was a long pause there, so I just wasn't sure. You're good.
Well, it's a
lane you guys have between your locations. It's just insane amount of distance.
Yeah, it really is.
Hi everyone, welcome to the 2021 Random Chatter Holiday Hostful.
I'm Tim.
Joining me tonight.
This is like Hollywood Squares or something.
This is Hollywood.
We haven't hit it. It truly has been.
Oh, we have Tom now.
Eric, how quick?
Hello.
You're kidding me, right?
That's the biggest sign I've ever seen.
Tom, you're fired.
We've got introductions to do. So you have 2 minutes and 12 seconds.
Hi Tom.
Hello.
Tom, we truly less than a minute ago just started. So this is good.
It's not good. Good would have been Tom. But that's okay, Tom. We love you, Tom.
That's the army.
Good for Eric.
Go ahead. Yeah, hit the introductions. We'll be set up by the time you get around the room.
The whole army thing, Tom, it's funny, having been six years of civilian military, it was always really early on put into me that early is on time and late.
And late is the Jag Corps.
Well, congratulations. Yes, so we have this whole Hollywood Squares thing going here. Which I suppose I should be used to from over a year and a half of Zoom calls, et cetera. But we haven't had a hostful like this in about a year. We did one last year, but we've got with us Lou. Hi, Lou.
Hello.
Lou, you're looking very festive tonight.
Thank you.
Carrie, I don't know three of these people. Hi guys, good to have you. Good to have you in a long time.
Since at least 10 minutes before we started here. How's the weather up there? Wait, hold on.
You know, cold. Yeah.
Fredder, hey, how's it going?
What's up with you?
Things are fantastic.
Very good. Right next to you, both on my screen and literally next to you, Andrea.
Hello.
You guys know each other?
No, he's a stranger.
We'll get into it.
Shannon.
Hi. How's things down south of me? By a state.
Okay. As my boss calls it, my life is being controlled by the Starbucks Supermax.
So it's that time of year.
Ho ho ho.
And as mentioned, better late than never.
Major Tom Harper.
Hi Tom.
Hello. Thank you for holding up the entire train for me.
And still the reigning world champion.
This is right.
Spoilers.
I got to bring this right back through security.
Oh, he wanted to congratulate him live.
It was going to be sitting unless I got a reference.
Now that I've watched some of the Schmodown competitions, you had some tough questions. Like, even compared to the other tough competitions, you had some really tough questions this time. I was very, very impressed, and congratulations. There's clearly a lot of hard work that had to go into that.
And one brewing brain tumor, I'm sure.
Tom, I'm slightly disappointed. I mean, you didn't have to go do all that work. You just hired me to guard the thing. I would have driven down where we're in LA.
This is true.
This is true.
I got a stern warning about leaving it alone anywhere.
So real quick for anybody watching on YouTube, apparently, as the active speaker in Skype changes, the way it sends the signal into OBS, the software I'm using to stream this, it resizes the video screen. So it's going to be like a video game for me, keeping all the windows the same size as we go through. So
there is also feedback that we are getting on YouTube, there is echo everyone except you.
There we go. It's fixed. I had it all fixed, and we had another person. It's good now. Go ahead and say something.
Oops.
Whoopsies.
Whoopsies.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Lou's video is driving me crazy. He's changing sizes while I watch about every two seconds.
Hilarious.
Terrible.
Listen, this is portable. We threw it together at the last minute. And even then, I spent a couple of hours on it. And we've never tried to cram this many video screens into a call before. So, yeah, I blame Lou and Microsoft. In that order.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
So, like I said, it's been about a year since we've gotten together.
In fact, last time we had a lot of us together.
And Fred and Andrea couldn't join us then because they had just gotten married. And so I had to catch up with them a couple days later, and so we stitched it all together in the magic that is post-production. And actually, by the way, Fred and Andrea, happy anniversary.
Yes, this is our one-year anniversary. We exchanged gifts today, and we did originally have plans for dinner, but we're going to postpone that to another day.
And you're here.
That's how our listeners are for us. Yeah, we have a very great anniversary. It wasn't for Lou. Wow. Okay. And I thought I was special if we were recording yesterday.
Exactly. So
you guys mean a lot.
Aww.
So while we go through this, Eric, I'm just going to mention this to you again, folks. Apologize for this because we did piece together some of the tech on the fly here. We are getting feedback from the chat and YouTube that there still isn't.
It's already been fixed again.
Oh, okay.
Probably still my fault, but.
So it kind of just looking to catch up with folks. I mean, there's some of you that I talk to on a regular basis. Others I do not, simply because we don't podcast together. Although we should, darn it. This is year two of this pandemic. First of all, glad obviously that everyone is here and healthy and all that, which is a good thing. And hopefully the same for our listeners. It's had its challenges, but hopefully there have been some good things to come out of this. Kind of just wondering, you know, we go around the proverbial room here. What were like a couple of like good positive highlights for you guys out of 2021? Who wants to go first?
You should probably call on people because otherwise we'll have a long pause and then everybody will chime in. Yeah. So pick somebody, Tim.
That's true.
Good point.
By the way, I may have fixed the juggling screen sizes too, which is a Skype issue, which is legitimately Microsoft. So,
yeah,
Lou, you only take second blame for that.
We have a long list. Okay.
Well, the highlight of my year was being able to get back into the dojo, and because my teacher had been conducting classes by Zoom. Which has its limitations, obviously. And then we were in the park behind her house until daylight became a problem, or the lack thereof. And then we were in the parking lot behind the dojo, which was also fun. but around March, no, April, we were finally able to get back into the dojo. And we had about three weeks of being able to practice without masks. And then the case numbers spiked again. And we've been practicing with masks ever since, which is hard, but it's better than nothing.
Cool.
So
this is true.
I'm finally able to beat people up without, you know.
I know how frustrating it can be for you.
It's hard to throw people over Zoom.
You can't physically beat people up.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it weren't for social distancing, I'd be giving the business to you right now.
Well, my teacher was doing a lot of stuff with our staff weapons, and not always techniques that really work with staff, but just to, you know, give us a sense of connection and stuff like that. But it really, but now we're back to full contact, so it's been nice. Lovely.
Cool. Very good. Lewis.
Like everyone else, I think just getting back to seeing people in person, everything was really good. I had the very fortunate experience of getting to see Galaxy's Edge last week. So that was awesome. Going down to Florida and playing in Batuu. So I was very, very
getting
thankful
to
for
Lizzie
that.
While you were down there.
Good.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
She was a wonderful tour guide and photographer.
Very good. Fretters.
Man, okay, so there's two different fronts I want to tackle. And the first one, obviously, is the personal side. And I'll leave most of it to Andrea. But I think you mentioned it earlier. It's our one-year anniversary today. So we're really excited for that. Woo. And there's lots of good news coming. And I'll let her speak to that. But on a work front, a lot of things have happened from a work front. One, because of the pandemic, our office and our business has decided to rethink how they have people in the office. So I'm now permanent work from home, and they're subletting our building that we used to rent from. So that's great. So I'm never needed to go back into the office except for staff events and whatnot. So that's huge. Cool. On another front, I don't like to advertise this too much, so I won't, you know, say it live on YouTube or anything, but I work in cybersecurity.
Mm-hmm.
And I've completed two major certifications in the last 12 months. So right around between Christmas and New Year's last year, I did a SANS course called GCIH, a Certified Incident Handler.
Mm-hmm.
And then following that one, I did the CISSP, two of the biggest cybersecurity certifications that are out there. So, which is fantastic. And that rolled into a new role that I just took on starting a couple weeks ago. So I now lead the security operations center for the company I work for.
Congrats.
Awesome. Congrats.
So
awesome.
Yeah, some great. Big, big cool. News.
Huge,
cool. huge things happening. On a sadder note, and I don't want to dwell on it too long, but my dad did pass last month. So we've been going through that as well. So a lot of good things and some sadder things that happened as well.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Andrea, Fred basically gave you the introduction here for news that you did share with Lou and I a few months ago.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure you're going to be kind of taking that ball and running with it.
Oh, definitely taking a ball, because, oh, my God, I feel like a ball right now. Yeah, so Fred and I are expecting our first little baby. Yeah, she's going to be born in January 26th, so we only have a couple
Good
weeks
month.
To go.
Nice. That's awesome. So, congrats.
Yeah, so we're excited. We're just getting the baby room all set up, all painted, and then bringing everything in. It's interesting because I made a baby mobile, and it was all Disney princesses, and I had to shove in Princess Leia in there because nice. The baby is baby Jedi for now. So we let everybody know what her name is going to be. So that's the most exciting thing that has happened this year. For
that's
sure.
Awesome. Wow. That's huge.
And Princess Leia is a Disney princess now.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It's legit.
So it's totally justifiable.
Legit. Yeah. Yeah, totally. Shannon.
Hi.
Hey, Shannon.
Things have been pretty much the same. I've been working my tail off all year in food service, so as you can imagine, it's a good time all the time. I did pick up some side work. I now work as a social media manager for an audio drama called The Sojourn, nice. Which is made by Space Doc.
Very nice.
If you've heard of Space Doc.
Great people.
Great guy. Yep. They're great people. I have a real great time, you know, working with them. Don't always feel like I'm doing good enough, but that's probably the imposter syndrome and the mental strain of working in the food service industry right now. And then I also did some graphic design work for a successfully funded Kickstarter for another audio drama called Clutch, A Kobold Story, about these cute little kobold dragon boys that I love dearly. And then I think that other than that, the most fun thing was finally getting to go back to New York, New York City, that is. Because I usually make the trek up there all the time. I have a ton of friends up there. I love the city. I love getting to go see plays and things like that. But obviously that was impossible until fairly recently. Sorry, I'm trying to keep a cat from walking in front of the camera. I got to go to New York Comic Con. I got to see all my friends. I got to see some more... notable friends, can you please not do this right now, Hendrix?
I like bargaining with the cat. That's fantastic.
I'm literally holding him by his front elbows and suspending him in the air
on the camera. That's on camera. Fine. We don't mind.
You can kind of. Oh God. Oh boy.
See, there we go.
But yeah, I went. I wanted to make sure I got to see the last Expanse events that we know of. So. That was probably the highlight for me because the way work is and life is, I still haven't been able to travel up to see, you know, Andrea, which has been a goal of mine for entirely too long. Thanks COVID. But, at least it's a start.
That's awesome.
Well, yeah, now you're going to have aunt duties and you're going to have to change diapers and stuff. So,
Oh God.
And the first test is how she wrangles a cat.
I've lost.
Love me.
I completely understand. We finally got to go back up to the Berkeley Dojo a few months ago, and that was just so good to finally get out of LA for, you know, even for a couple of days.
Just to see something different, like
just to see something different, I mean, and to see people that we like.
Even just seeing, going back into Philadelphia for the first time, because like I live just outside of Philly, like it's not far at all. But I obviously go there all the time, see my friends, go wander the city. When I finally got to go to Philadelphia for the first time, I got really emotional because right before COVID, I worked in the city and I left just before everything kind of went to hell. Yeah, so it had been a very long time, and the first time in the city was like coming home. It's just, you know, it's nice to finally not get back to normal, but start to take steps towards what used to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, and your trip actually reminded me of the fact that we actually went to the East Coast. So we went to Nova Scotia, and we had never been there, and it was beautiful. The seafood was amazing. And if you guys have never done mudsliding, Garrett, like, just do it. It's so much fun.
Mudsliding, huh?
It was a lot of fun.
The only mudslides I've ever done involve alcohol. So.
I was gonna say, yeah, like, it's great. Yeah, yeah, those are good.
No, definitely
not. Yeah. Tom,
I'm gonna steal a page from Fred's book. Professionally, I think a couple of you know, or maybe just you, Lou, and Eric. I left my gig in private practice and just took a leap and got what has turned out to be a real dream job with the American Red Cross, leading their national headquarters international humanitarian law team. So that'll be a year in February, but it represented sort of a leap of faith. From our family and stuff, like a very radical step off of the path that I was on, but one that sort of fit right in with like all of my hobbies and stuff. If you're not familiar, international humanitarian law is like the otherwise known as the law of armed conflict or the law of war. So basically the rules that that govern war, conflict, that sort of thing. And so I'm very privileged to lead a team and lead efforts on that front and be part of that conversation going forward. So that's been really great. I also, like Fred, got lucky enough. My position is full remote, although when things sort of unstick, it'll involve a little bit more travel. But that's been good. And then personally, like other than we had a COVID baby, so our second child was born in June of 2020, so just like perfectly timed for everything. But the watching the two girls blossom in spite of all this craziness has been a lot of fun. And then you guys have been along for the trivia ride. I typically only do Star Wars trivia once a year at Dragon Con, and it's, you know, unless you're at the show, so like Tim is the only person on the screen that has physically seen it live. It's just a once a year thing that only a handful of people see. And I had been watching and had been a fan of the Schmodown for a while. But the door opened earlier this year for me to have a chance to play in it. Didn't think I'd ever see, and this is just my personal opinion, I think what was shared with a lot of people, didn't think we'd ever see this belt in anybody's hands except for Alex Damon of Star Wars Explained fame. Because he's very, very good and had held on to this thing since 2017. But that changed earlier in the year, and you know, fortunately, I was able to win it myself and then defend it most recently. It's been a fun ride, like a very consuming one. But yeah, so it's been good all the way around.
Hey, Tom, would you say so far in Showdown that you are what you might call undefeated?
Okay. I am undefeated. Nobody has defeated me. I've been defeated by one Y-wing question. I'm very upset about that.
Yeah, but it's a Y-wing, Whoa. So it doesn't matter.
Wait,
you missed
what?
A Y-wing question?
I know.
Which you kind of lose a lot of cred with, Tom. That's
yeah.
Wow, buddy. I
mean, you're like the Y-wing pusher.
It's a Y-wing, so somebody does need to get out and push.
Well, the one novelization that I don't read. The one novelization of the movies that I don't read in Rise of Skywalker, and that's where this factoid exists. So it's the name of what's the name of Zori Bliss's Y-wing in the Rise of Skywalker, and so I spit out the model number, but it does have a name, not that was uttered in the movie, yeah. But
she named it I couldn't find a better ship. You know.
Yeah, thanks, Eric.
Wow. Anytime I can throw some Y-wing love out.
I quit. I do want to plug for Tom. Not only the Schmodown competitions, those are available. They're up on YouTube. You can find them. Absolutely watch them, consume them. If you're a Star Wars fan, they are a lot of fun. But also for the stuff, Tom, that you and your colleagues do for international humanitarian law. And we've plugged some of those on different shows on the network. You guys do some presentations in the context of certain pop culture things. You've done Star Wars, you've done the MCU, you've done a couple of it. You did Harry Potter,
yeah.
And I think you did something else that kind of explains international humanitarian law within those particular contexts. And those they're a lot of fun and they're really, really interesting, yeah. Especially if you are a member of that particular fandom. And it really helps to kind of relate with a lot of that stuff, like talking about, you know, combatants and non-combatants and what's legal and what isn't and that kind of stuff. Really, really cool stuff.
Yeah. So, thanks, Tim. Yeah, a lot of this stuff is people are talking about it. Some of that, like I would say some of the entire movies center on this stuff. So Civil War is a good example of that, that the entire movie revolves around an IHL issue. All of Captain America and the Winter Soldier, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, that central plot line deals with IHL violations. So this stuff totally is being tackled, yeah. And it's neat to have a role in using that and be like, you're already thinking about this. You just don't know. Here's a pair of glasses to help you understand it a little bit better. So it's fun.
Yeah, it is.
Thanks, Tim.
Yeah,
Eric.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, buddy. How about you?
Well, I think one big thing that happened for me was earlier this year, I was able to, I live in a very rural area, and not a lot of jobs in what would be considered any of my potential career paths. And so at the company I'm working at, I was able to move up into a position where it's a little more IT based. I'm able to succeed. I've been excelling there. A lot of good support from management and stuff. So that's been a really good experience. I'm very grateful for that. And then I think on a personal level, back to what some of you like Shannon and Carrie were talking about, being able to, I tell you what, not fixing these window sizes all the time. My gosh, Microsoft, come on. Being able to travel a little bit. I mean, you know, COVID is COVID and you still have to be careful and you know, take the necessary precautions. But I was able to take my son up to Michigan for him to see his grandfather he sees his grandfather a lot, but to go to his grandfather's place for the first time since he was really little, he doesn't really remember. And then normally I get to come up here and see Tim and Robin typically about once a year. And this is my second time this year and for a longer duration of time too. So for me, this is a big deal because I live in an area where I'm kind of isolated. I don't really get to see people either at work or definitely in my personal life. And now more people at work and I've been able to get out a little bit more and do some light traveling. So I think those are probably the big highlights for me this year.
Yeah. Yeah. The travel thing has been big for me too. Not being able to travel has been a huge hit. It's actually like made my anxiety and such skyrocket. I mean, I've been traveling for the better part of 25 years on a very highly regular basis. Yeah. Yeah. You know, multiple trips a month kind of thing. So I'm used to that certain pace. I'm used to that change of environment and that kind of stuff. And so kind of, you know, being cooped up at home for as much as I love my home and my family and all that, just kind of being what I feel stuck here has been a tough thing. But obviously, since being able to get vaccinated and, you know, still being careful, but you know, doing some stuff. We went, took a vacation with Lou and his wife a few months ago, which was great. And, you know, having Eric up here, visiting and that kind of stuff. And, And it's been good. And just kind of being able to be in touch with people, got in touch with a long lost friend recently, which has been fantastic. And, just kind of keeping those connections, which I think we kind of took for granted for a while before this whole thing. So it's certainly made a lot better. And then on the other side of that, one thing that was kind of initially a downer and then turned out better. My beagle was diagnosed with cancer earlier in the year and had surgery and treatment and seems to be doing really, really darn good. So really happy and very thankful for that. So that was the outcome was a good moment for the year. So So that's, you know, hey, that's 2021. Still a bit of a roller coaster for us, but we all got through it, which is good. With the holidays, and we've got Hanukkah like a week and a half behind us. We've got Christmas ahead of us, and you know, just kind of this overall holiday season, regardless of anything even religious. This is just kind of, you know, universally the holiday season that we find ourselves in. Last year was an absolute cluster. Fill in the blank. We, in a lot of ways, we really weren't able to do anything. I know we didn't. We truly stayed at home. I cooked food and we delivered food to like my parents and my stepson and that kind of stuff. We didn't eat together. This year, we're hoping for it to be a little bit better. Again, just kind of going around the room, and I'll mix it up here a little bit differently. What are you guys doing, hopefully, to make things a little bit better, bounce back a bit? Is there anything unique? I mean, we don't need to know, like, all your holiday plans, but is there something that you're doing to kind of make this particular holiday season special? Maybe you've already done it. Maybe it is ahead of you. Maybe it's something that's going to happen in February. I don't know. Tom, how about you, buddy?
Watching stuff that isn't Star Wars, at least until the 29th. trivia.
Yeah.
Trivia has really boxed me in. This is completely off brand too, but yeah, trivia kind of boxed me in.
Who are you? What have you done with Tom?
I don't know, but I do know that Tom has enjoyed watching Jungle Cruise, will be enjoying Ghostbusters, is enjoying Hawkeye right now. So things, media that's not Star Wars. Yeah, the folks that know me, my passion is Star Wars, but I have a really diverse interest set. And when I say this trivia has been consuming, it's, you know, you gotta pour time into it to be competitive.
Yeah, Tom, and, just looking at the background behind you, we can see the huge amount of diversity in your interests.
This is the Star Trek stuff is over there, and then the Battlestar stuff is over there. No, but I just getting to spend time and enjoying. I think Marissa has had about enough of the 12 movies for a lifetime, and so just getting to enjoy like random stuff. Just I don't care what we watch, a documentary, a murder mystery, it doesn't matter. I caught up and watched Dune, and that was phenomenal. That's one of the best films, if not best sci-fi films I've seen in a long, long time, and it's just a breath of fresh air. And to be able to do that and get to see, you know, at least limited family and stuff around this time just is, I'd send the belt back tomorrow, but that's all a nice payoff.
Nice. Very nice.
You have to send the belt back?
No, I'm not going to send the belt back. I'm saying, like, no, if you force me, then I would say, you know, I would choose this time with family and enjoying the finer things in life that aren't all Star Wars. I will be knee deep in Star Wars, elbow deep in Star Wars come Book of Boba Fett time. Trust me.
Nice.
Lou, how about you? What are you doing for the holidays?
I mean, getting back to some of the things we've done in the past, which is nice, having family over here for Christmas and, you know, doing some of the same kind of things we've done in the past. It's just nice to get back to, semi-normal. I mean, we're vaccinated. We're, you know, trying to be safe, so it's just a matter of doing what we can to be back to normal, I guess I'd say.
Yeah. Andrea?
So there are a couple things happening, but the quickest one approaching is our baby shower. It's going to be next Saturday, so that will be quite nice. This year, we're not going to really have too big of a Christmas. It's just going to be Fred, myself, and Fred's mom, who lives with us, because my parents will be coming in January for when the baby's born. Great. So that will be exciting. I haven't seen them for 2 years, so since COVID started. So it would be nice for them to be here. My mom's going to stay longer, so pretty excited about that. I'll leave Fred to think of another thing, because I think that there's some other stuff happening, but I'm not sure.
No, nothing major else is happening. Just our baby shower is also going to double as our Christmas party. We have some good friends that are coming over. Everyone's going to be vaccinated. And I think there's probably, what, 5-6 people that are coming. And it should be a good time. We're really looking forward to it. It's 1 week today.
Hang on a second.
You finding your invitation? I didn't send one.
Yeah, I just went through my stack of stuff. I didn't find the invitation there. I'm not sure.
Well, international travel's blocked now.
No, too, I thought there was
Yeah.
Oh, it's not Fred's fault. Okay, all right. Yeah, that explains
it. That might be a problem.
We just opened the borders, if I understood
you
correctly.
You guys may have.
Yes,
so
yes,
you're welcome
I
to
don't
come
know that
up.
We could get back. Though sometimes I wonder if I want to get back.
That's fine. We're going to need a babysitter for the better part of a year.
The more babysitters, the better.
You wanted to travel, so there you go.
That's true. And I'm quite certain that with your line of work, I will have a phenomenal internet connection. So.
Yes, yes. We're hooked up.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. So again, this Christmas, I think we're going to try to focus on Andrea and I having a really good Christmas between the two of us, because this will be the last one where it'll be just the two of us, and we can focus on each other, and all future Christmases are going to be geared in a different direction.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, and that's a nice way to think about it too. Yeah. It's you'll have an addition to the family, and so yeah, kind of make it about you guys this year, which is nice. Yeah,
absolutely.
That's nice.
I'll go Eric. Last. Yeah.
You'll go last? All right. Carrie.
Oh, okay.
You can't say you're going to go last because that's already been called.
Dibs.
I wasn't going to do that. Come on. Really, Tim? No, so this was the first year prior to COVID, we always celebrated Hanukkah in the dojo. So this is the first year we've been able to do that again, which basically entails we all show up for class, we get our butts kicked, and then my teacher gives us donuts and or latkes. We had to do, they were separate nights this year. So Monday we got the sufganiyot, and Wednesday we got the potato pancakes. So that was
I've never
good.
Gotten my butt kicked and then had anybody offer me food afterwards. Not once.
I'm just really glad my holiday traditions don't involve getting my butt kicked.
Eric, clearly you have the wrong hobbies. This week I actually have a work thing to go to on Thursday, which is going to be interesting because I've also been working from home for the better part of 2 years. And that's not going, and despite my parents asking me constantly if I'm ever going back to the office, that's not going to change anytime soon. And then this coming weekend, I'm going to see my aunt and my sister and her boyfriend. And then the next day we have our second dojo party of the year. And our second dojo party since the pandemic started. So this will be nice.
Good. Very good. Okay. Shannon.
One moment. I got something stuck in my throat literally right before you called on me. All right. Well, usually I'm all about the Christmas spirit, but, work's been a bear. So I'm pretty much just kind of focusing on surviving day to day with my soul intact. The one thing I have been looking forward to during the holidays is spending time with my two very dear friends, Fred and Andrea, until I can't see them again for a long time. I'm talking 2-3 hour podcast marathons because we're taking care of the last season of The Expanse, which is also my Christmas present. Thank you, universe. So that's pretty much been my focus. Our holiday, I don't know who's coming. We usually host. My grandmother hasn't been to the last couple of holidays because she's been in pain, and my complicated aunt has been living with her and is sick all the time. So it's like been really hard, you know, but we'll bring her food and hopefully I'll get to see her. Just like pretty chill. Most of my family's like here. No Boyle leaves Philadelphia except for one. So it's kind of just like a pretty chill time. So I'm just trying to chug through the holidays, get to the other side. This is probably the first time I've ever like hated the holidays. But not in a way that I actually hate them. I did buy Christmas pajamas finally, which has been a dream of mine to have Christmas pajamas. So I got some nice Christmas pajamas. It's the one day a year I refuse to work. I work for a store that's open, but I ask not to work because I like the fantasy of Christmas. And I'm just going to listen, there's something nice. Like I kind of, me and my religious background don't always get along. So for me, what I transitioned into doing is just enjoying the spirit of Christmas and the holidays. So I love the hopeful movies, especially like with things as they are in the universe today, it's nice to kind of, my mom was criticizing the Christmas light show in the park because she was making fun of everyone driving through. And I said, sometimes, Mom, people just want to look at pretty lights and have a reason to look forward to something. And that's me in Christmas. Because especially this year, you know, with labor shortages and customers becoming absolute terrors in the last 2 years for no real reason at all. At least, like, every day at work is hard, but I have, like, three things to look forward to. My friends, my show, because I can only think about one thing at a time, and Christmas. So that's kind of what I'm holding on to till I can get through this. Like I said, I get to see my two very best friends and bother them all the time, and I think they've seen more of me than they can put up with, but it's nice to know that we get to hang out all the time, especially because I will not see them for God knows how long. So I'm cherishing this time with my friends.
We're not going to be like too gone. Do you really think a person that loves social media, listen, is going to be gone for too long?
I just don't think I'm going to actually get to talk to you because you're already tired right now.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine what it's going to be like when you have your own bebe. Not your students, but your own.
The big difference is Andrew won't be working. So that's going to be.
So all the tiredness will be the bebe.
So I might need you so that Fred does not kill me.
Oh, I see. Okay, I'll be the distraction. Just let me know who needs it, and I'll be there.
You also might need to distract Andrea so she doesn't kill her mother.
That's true, but I don't know. I'm a huge fan of her mom on YouTube, so, like, I would love to meet her mom, too.
Eric, I'm going to pull a reverse Poe on you. Who goes last? You go last? Do I go last?
Did Lou go?
Yeah, Lou went.
Yeah,
well, I want to answer the question last, and then Tim, you can wrap up the episode. But
okay, yeah. For us, I mean, it's just kind of that little bit of a return to normalcy. I think is kind of the thing to celebrate, even though it seems mundane. But I think everyone also realizes how important that is. Even though it's not like any kind of big celebration, not going to be a lot of people, but at least the ability to have, you know, a few people over, you know, family to kind of just share the holiday with and all that. It's nice kind of as a precursor to the holiday to spend some time with Eric. Of course, I say that today because he only got here last night. By tomorrow, I may have a different opinion. Yeah. It's great. And I love the holiday season. I'm just hoping for the snow to come back. We had snow and then this stupid warm front came through and it rained and all the snow is gone. And when I don't have a white Christmas, I get really, really aggravated.
Don't move down south.
I totally Scrooge McDuck that. So no, there's a reason why I'm a northerner.
We've only got flurries. So you're already better off than we are. We have gotten nothing.
Yeah, we had a few inches of snow on the ground, and it all went away within a few hours.
We had a dusting, too, but it was like 60 here the other day, yesterday. So, like, 60 degrees in December. God.
We had two six-inch snowstorms plus a dusting today. But, as soon as it, you know, hits noon, the rains come, and that's it. It's gone. So, hopefully, we get another good dump before Christmas. We do have it in the forecast. I'm hopeful, but I won't hold my breath.
Yeah, it's going to get down to 55 this week.
I am so
that's
sorry
way
to
too
hear that.
That's already way too cold for me.
Break out your parkas.
Is that a second shirt or is that a sweater?
Yeah, if I have to, wear socks, it's a bad time.
When I was in Florida last week, I'm getting ready to go to one of the meetings, and I'm listening to the news guy saying, for the first time in 200 days, it's below 50. Make sure you guys layer up. I'm like, layer up?
Layer
it's 49 degrees.
Yeah, anytime I have to wear socks, it's a bad day.
Yes.
Eric.
So.
It is officially your turn.
No pushing
it
back
now. I'm glad, especially Shannon went first, because there's a lot of stuff that Shannon said that I kind of want to speak to. I'll try not to turn this into something too long, but there is a point behind it. Growing up for me, Christmas was always like a big deal. I mean, capital B, capital D. And when my grandparents died several years ago, it kind of got less and less. The family didn't celebrate as much. People went their different ways. People's income got more limited. There wasn't as much travel involved, things like that. And then after I got divorced a few years back, I go pick up my son on Christmas Day, and then we celebrate the day after. And I have him for that holiday week, which is great. So every year I know that I get to see him through those holidays, but I don't get any of the lead up to it. I don't get the Christmas carols and the driving through to see the lights and the decorating and stuff like that. So for just myself, I kind of stopped decorating for Christmas. And when I say I'm into Christmas, I'm talking like Christmas trivia, right ways to decorate stuff. Like
Christmas trivia? Yeah,
dude, there's a whole... Like, you think Tom knows his Star Wars stuff. Let me tell you.
He knows Hallmark.
Yeah. you think Lizzie knows.
I surrender.
Yeah, no, I'm not Lizzie when it comes to Hallmark movies, but Christmas is definitely my thing. And so to go a few years not really doing Christmas, it has kind of sucked. And this year, I tried to take a little bit different perspective on it. And Shannon, kind of like what you were talking about, I think to paraphrase some of what you said, you kind of have to take it and own it. And it's as much about your perception and your perspective as it is anything else. And I've talked to a lot of people, a couple of people in Discord, a lot of people at work or online who aren't seeing family this year. Christmas hasn't been what it used to be for them in years past, or they've had family members pass on or things like that. And, you know, there are a lot of people struggling with different things, and it can be hard to find that stereotypical, fantastical Christmas joy that we all feel like we're supposed to feel. You know, we get preached at by Christmas movies and stuff. Oh, you're supposed to be happy, but then you don't feel happy. And you're supposed to be joyous, but you don't always feel that. And I think that it's important to find Christmas where you're able to find it. This year I ended up, I volunteered. Somebody just happened to ask me, they were short, and they said, hey, can you help us out with this thing on the weekend? So I did, I volunteered for a fundraiser. And I picked up some Christmas decorations and I decorated my cubicle at work. Last couple of years, I didn't have a cubicle at work. So it kind of felt good because I wasn't alone in it. And it feels a little more Christmassy. I get to travel this year. I'm here with Robin and Tim. They got Christmas decorations everywhere, which for me, this feels very Christmassy. I got to volunteer for another thing through my work. And that kind of made me feel a little bit more in tune with what we'll call the spirit of the holidays and the season. And I think that those are things that traditionally wouldn't have been things I would have kept an eye out for or that I would have paid much attention to. And this year, it's really kind of changed my perspective on things as far as in my feelings, how I feel right now. Which is not the best. You know, life is still a mess for everybody. I mean, we still have COVID. Employment is still weird. Mm-hmm. Even if you're into Christmas shopping, you know, getting things is weird because the shipping and the distribution lines have been changed. Like everything that we have gotten accustomed to in our lives has changed somehow. And I think that that's been taking a psychological toll on people. And so I would encourage, again, I know specific people have been in touch and talked about some of the things they've been going through. And I would encourage people to, you know, take stock of what you have and find the joy and the contentment in that and in the people around you. And I think that you can make joy. Like, you can find things and appreciate those things and revel in that as opposed to, you know, whatever it is you don't have. There's always going to be something you don't have. Celebrate the things you do. So I know some people, when they hear about the cool things people are doing for the holidays, it can kind of make them feel down. So I wanted to encourage people that, you know, if you can, find some way to take some sort of action or engage in some sort of activity that makes you feel some form of joy. And that's something, you know? That's it. I'm sorry, I didn't mean like get all preachy.
I agree.
And, ooh, philosophical and all that, but.
No, hey, you know what? I think it's a great holiday message to put out there. Because things are still not back to normal. So we have to get out of this everything that we possibly can. And in a lot of ways, instead of lamenting the things that we're missing, really appreciate the things that we have. So I think what's really important.
What hit me about what she said is she acknowledged some of the things that weren't going great. But then she pointed out, but there's this and but there's that. And it's okay to acknowledge that things are not great. And it's okay to not be okay. But yeah, take stock of what you have. And find some joy in that.
Absolutely. And if only we all had Shannon's cat to snuggle with right now.
He's so big. Someone else.
I got
so heavy.
I've got all these stuffed animals I can snuggle with.
his back half is literally entirely on my arm. I'm holding him up. He's very heavy.
Yeah, my back half is heavy too.
Thanks, bud. Yeah, mine too.
Well, so to all of you, Lou, Carrie, Eric, Tom, Shannon, Andrea, Fred, puppies and kitties, thanks very much for joining me on this. I know, you know, usually I like a couple weeks before the holidays, I suddenly remember, oh my gosh, we have to do this thing. And for some reason, I feel compelled to do this all the time. I like doing these. I like getting people together for it. I don't know if our listeners enjoy these. I hope that they do. but hey, at least for us, it's a good time. And I think if we have a good time, then they have
a
good time also.
Sure. And you can get through it.
Yeah. It's once a year that you can just delete the episode. I don't care.
Hendrix cares.
Yes, absolutely. So, thank you all for coming on here and chatting a bit and sharing a bit. And hopefully everyone has a good holiday season. And obviously to our listeners who haven't deleted this episode, thank you. Thank you for a good year. We hope that everyone, you know, does continue to be happy and healthy as best you can. Hope that you have a good holidays again as best you can. And that next year is going to be even better. And also hoping, you know, next year, we've talked about this a couple of times. We really have to like actually do it. We need to do more hostfuls. We were in a regular pattern of doing them with the movie drafts. I'm still not convinced that movie drafts are going to be great next year either. Things are still too screwed up with theaters to even have any concept of what's going to happen. But we can do other things, whether it's a conversation, a game show, whatever. So we need to do more of these. So that's it. Thanks, everyone. Happy holidays. And we'll catch you next time.
Merry Christmas. Bye.